One of the producers of the film My Left Foot, Noel Pearson, has produced a new movie called Frankie Starlight, featuring Gabriel Byrne and Matt Dillon. Set in Dublin, it's about a dwarf named Frank Bois, who has written a memoir about his unusual childhood. Much of the movie is a flashback of his early years. My guest Corbin Walker stars as the adult Frank. It's a fine performance, and it's the first time he ever acted. Walker is a sculptor who lives in Dublin. He says the first time he saw himself on the screen, it was frightening.
Completely frightening, because, well, first of all, you're like 20 feet high and 30 feet wide on a screen, and you're all made up to look completely different, to look like another person, except it's you, that you yourself under that person. I don't know, the first time I saw it, I wasn't really able to relax at all, because I was constantly watching and constantly criticizing the way I was acting, the way I was working. But by the second time I saw it, I was able to really relax and follow the story a lot more.
There's a 13-year-old actor who plays the younger version of your character. Was it hard for the casting people to find someone who could be the younger you?
I think it was, yeah. They had a pretty hard time trying to find him, because they were looking at people throughout Ireland and also in England, I think. And then they came across Alan Pentany in a town in, called Drogheda. And he was wonderful. He was brilliant just from the very first meeting they had. And he's an amazing kid. I've never met any kid like him before in my life. And he's 13, and he's a sharpness of his own character and his own self-esteem that is very unusual for a person of his age.
No, he, like you, is a dwarf. Have you known many other people of your height over the years? And was this an interesting experience for you?
I haven't known that many people of the same height as me. Every now and again you run into, yeah, one or two. And when I was a child, though, there was an association for small people or for dwarfs in Ireland, but it was very badly underfunded, so it kind of collapsed. And so we didn't really see each other that much afterwards. But working with Alan, or at least being with him for those few months, and also now, again, since we've been meeting each other here and in Ireland, has been really great, because it's really nice to be able to hang out with somebody who knows how you feel and how you get around, and because a lot of other people aren't aware of what it entails to be 4 foot tall or smaller.
What does it entail? What is different?
Well, it entails constantly being smaller. I mean, obviously, it's smaller than everybody else. It's harder to get in and out of places. It's harder to attract people's attention because they don't see you. It's harder to dress yourself because there aren't that many clothes in shops that will fit you. Kind of practical things like that, really.
Now, the character in Frankie Starlight, his height actually seems to set him apart and make him more inward, more reflective. Did that happen to you too, do you think?
Not really, no, because his character was quite different to mine. I mean, I came from a rather large family. There was 5 children. So there was always a lot of interaction between us and a lot of support from the family. I mean, the family worked together. I mean, I was never made to feel special or different in any way, apart from the fact that I was slightly smaller. I mean, I was brought up, like the rest of the children in my family, to basically just to act your age. So it was, I think, a lot better for me that way. With the character, he's the only child. His mother is not a very forthcoming woman. She warns him all the time of to prepare himself for this alienation, to prepare himself for his solitude. So to tell him to realize that he might actually be alone for a lot of his life. And so when he finally does come out from being like a hermit, he begins to really live his life for the first time.
So you were never in that predicament of being the hermit and being that set apart?
No, not really. No, not at all, actually. Because I always had great friends. I mean, very good, close friends. And a lot of good support from my family as well.
When did you realize that you were different and you weren't going to grow the same way everybody else around you was?
I suppose I first realized it when my younger sister, Kianet, started shooting it by me. And she was growing a lot faster than I was. And that's when I was, I suppose, 5 or 6, and she was like 3 years younger than me.
What was your attitude about that, and did that change over the years?
My attitude at the time was obviously a bit bewildered by it all. I knew from an early age that things were going to be different for me because, you know, I would go to a doctor, an orthopedic doctor, and I would have to wear special shoes, and he made me wear these special shoes so that my legs wouldn't bow, so that my legs would remain practically straight, because that's a big problem with small people, is that their weight is top heavy, their top half of their body is heavier than the bottom half of them, so the weight makes their legs bow and makes them kind of walk from on one leg at a time rather than simultaneously. When I was growing up then, I was really trying to act my own age and trying to hang out with the people who were the same age as me and do the same things as they were doing, play the same games. Obviously, there were limitations because I couldn't run as fast as they could, you know, things like that. But for the most part, I mean, it was pretty much the same as the other kids.
My guest is Corbin Walker. He stars in the new film Frankie Starlight. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Corbin Walker in the new film Frankie Starlight. He plays Frank, a dwarf who has written a memoir about his childhood. This is Walker's acting debut. He's an artist, a sculptor, based in Dublin. Now, you're an artist. I regret I haven't seen any of your work because I don't think you've shown in America yet, but I know you've shown a lot in Ireland. How did you become interested in visual arts?
Well, there's a very strong background of visual arts in my family. My mother was very heavily involved in it, in art criticism, and my father was an architect. So there was always a heavy kind of awareness of art in my upbringing. Also, I suppose I was really fascinated by it and loved it. I mean, I loved history as well. That was the other major love I had in school. And so when I left school, I knew I kind of wanted to do some form of art. And so I went to apply to get into art college and got in and kind of messed around for a while to find out what I really wanted to do. And then what I wanted to do was sculpture. And I've been doing that more or less ever since. Then occasionally now, more recently, going back to do some painting, but it's mostly sculpture that I do.
I wonder if your sculptures are involved with size and scale at all.
They are, yeah. They're very much involved with size and scale. The work that I do is completely based on my size and my scale in relation to everybody else's.
How? Can you describe one of the pieces that does that?
I suppose I can describe, when I was in college, the big main piece that I did for when I finished college was this chair, which basically was put in somebody that was, say, 6 foot high in a chair and making them sit in the chair the exact same way I would sit in the chair, in a normal chair, for instance. And for that to happen, I needed to make the chair very, very big, so that when they sat back in the chair, their feet would be dangling over the edge of the seat and not at all reaching the ground, because that's what happens when I sit in what you would call a normal armchair, is that my feet are dangling over the edge, and if I sit here long enough, my feet are going to swell up and they're going to begin to be a bit painful, and I'll have to step down off the seat. So that's what I did. I mean, that was a very obvious way of doing it. I mean, the work that I've been doing most recently, which was based a lot on the film that I did, was basically putting people through a kind of film process, a kind of film acting process, which was to make these very minimalist columns, very tall, slender columns that were only 3 or 4 inches wide and 3 or 4 inches deep, but they were 10 feet tall. And one side of them was mirrored. And these columns were spaced individually at about, say, 10 inches apart and running along one side of a room. So when you walked into the room, when the viewer walked into the room, they had this, they got this very sharp animated reflection of themselves walking through the room or being in the room or watching somebody else in the room. And so the piece was really about that, about performing for the work, for another, for something else, which is basically what I was doing during the film. I was working for somebody else.
Has your height ever changed the way you saw art in museums because the paintings were hung too high or the sculptures were maybe on a pedestal that was high?
I mean, yeah.
Did it hurt your access to art?
It certainly influenced my access to art and the way I would access other people to art. I suppose particularly in pieces that were that are on plinths or on pedestals, it's quite hard to see them, or to see them without straining your neck. But with paintings, it's pretty much all right because you know you need to stand back from paintings and see them with, you know, a bit of depth in front of you. Also, I suppose then with larger three-dimensional works, I'm kind of very enthused by them because in a lot of work you can kind of get in under it and see how it's made from underneath. Or, you know, a lot of people, taller people, I think when they're viewing sculpture, and particularly large sculpture, they like to stand back from it because they don't really see how it's put together or how it's holding. And I suppose because I am sculpting, I would know a little bit more of how things are made and how they're standing, that I always like trying to get in as close as possible to it and see how it's made and see what it's like from underneath, but also to see what it's like from far away.
Now, I want to get back to acting. You tried to act for the first time in your late 20s and really succeeded awfully well at it. Has this opened the door for you to think, well, there's other things I'm going to try that I never dreamed I'd do before?
Well, there's certainly other things in the movies that I'd like to try. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd love to try some more acting and do some more acting because I think there are wonderful roles for somebody who's 4 foot high that don't necessarily have to be related completely to his height. You know, I mean, he could play, you know, any kind of a role from, you know, the Law and Order roles to the doctor to a writer to, you know, a musician to an astronaut. You know, any of these kind of roles that you that are seen in films could be played by somebody like me. So I'd like to do that. I'd love to have an opportunity to do that again. I'd also like to do a period movie because there's a great story of a Spanish painter, Diego Velázquez, who was a 17th century painter, and he's painted a lot of dwarfs. But the dwarfs were actually courts to the monarchy, to the Spanish monarchy, and they were very influential within the monarchy. So I think that's a wonderful story that could be developed there and made into a movie.
Well, probably everybody's going to pitch the Toulouse-Lautrec story to you, right?
There's also the Toulouse-Lautrec story, yeah, certainly. But also, I mean, just from doing that film, I'd love to, like, even to get behind the camera and start, you know, making films and making them, projecting them on two different levels, you know, within the one, on the one screen. Things like that, you know. I mean, there's all sorts of opportunities there that are available, I suppose, to the imagination that can be exploited.
I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Corbin Walker stars in the movie Frankie Starlight.